Chapter 2. Living with a Disability. Marla attempted to live her life exactly as she had before, but she couldn't see standard-sized print or follow a soccer ball. Bright lights were literally blinding to her. To make matters worse, she did not have the maturity to ask for help. In fact, she refused to do so. Things became a little easier in junior high school when she began to learn how to use more resources for visually impaired students. She learned to use a closed caption television, CCTV, that converted regular-sized print from her textbooks into large print projected onto a TV screen. Marla could get up close to this super-sized print and read her assignments slowly but independently. Caption: This student is using a CCTV. Words of wisdom. In her autobiography, Marla wrote, "It became a matter of pride with me to prove that I could do anything, to seek out those things that ought to be most difficult, and to show that I could master them. Track was one of them. High jumping was another, even though I couldn't see the bar." Marla soon realized that there was one place where her vision problems didn't matter: on the track. Though she felt self-conscious about her vision at school, she felt normal when she was at the track. She could see enough on the edges of her field of vision to follow a path and avoid bumping other runners. Marla also became interested in the high jump. Her father built a makeshift high jump pit in their backyard. There, Marla taught herself to count off the steps and leap at the right moment as the bar flashed into her side view. She excelled at the high jump in high school. Her parents continued to believe that there were no limits to Marla's potential. No summit she couldn't reach.